from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know our entire organization is, our scouting staff is, our coaching staff, they're fired up. You know, we put a plan together to improve, and it went really well, and it went as planned. You know, I'm so used to having to adapt and adjust, and there's always a little bit of that. But when things fall into place the way you would like them, it's always really positive. So we're fired up.
You fired up, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fired up. Ryan Poles is fired up. The Bears are fired up. The NFC North looks like it's going to be hell's coming to breakfast for all of us this whole year. This is going to be a competitive damn division. Fun stuff. Let's talk about it now with Garrett Podell of CBS Sports, NFL staff writer at Garrett Podell on Twitter. And he joins us on the Score Hotline that is brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa Sports app today. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hey, Garrett, what's happening?
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. Excited to join you and talk ball. And like you said, I think this could be arguably the most competitive division top to bottom in 2024.
Why do you think it's that way?
Well, I think obviously you start at the top from last year, right? The Detroit Lions had a top five scoring offense. They retained all of their core pieces, re-signed Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, and then they beefed up their defense, adding DJ Reader, who had one of the best quarterback pressure rates among guys who are 320 plus pounds. They spent a ton of draft capital on their secondary with cornerback selections of Terrion Arnold and Ennis Rakestraw. So they kind of really addressed their weaknesses, also traded for Carlton Davis. And then you look at the Packers, Jordan Love came to life down the stretch of the season a year ago, 18 touchdowns to one pick in the last seven games, which was the best touchdown interception ratio in the entire NFL. And then you see what he did in the playoffs. You have the Vikings, who have one of the better offensive cores in the league with Justin Jefferson, signing Aaron Jones, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson when healthy, and a great play caller and Kevin O'Connell. And then, of course, the Bears here locally. I mean, you draft Caleb Williams and Romo Dunze in the top 10, the first QB wide receiver duo to go top 10 together in the same class, along with a defense that we talked about Jordan Love down the stretch. The Bears down the stretch, they had the number one scoring defense in football after acquiring Montez Sweat at the trade deadline. So every team has somewhat of a case to say, why not us this year in the 2024 NFC North?
From a national standpoint, how much did you see that Bears defense improve last year after the addition of Montez Sweat? Us locally, it seemed like it was night and day.
I would agree with you 100%. I think the biggest thing was they had some pieces in the secondary with Jalen Johnson. He was Pro Football Focus's top graded corner last season, and he re-signed, which was big for Chicago. And then once you get a little pressure, it allowed the Bears defense to not be in such predictable third and short passing or running situations where the offense could run or pass. I think Sweat added an element where it allowed the Bears to play a much more multiple defense and get into more third and mediums, third and longs. And once you're able to do that, you have the ability to dial up pressure and show different looks. And that took the Bears' young talent that they have in the secondary and then the high-priced free agent signings from a year ago in the linebacker corps to a whole nother level.
I was somewhat surprised to see Pro Football Focus rank the Bears secondary as 19th this offseason in the league. What do you think of where they should be relative to the rest of the league?
I think so much of that grade comes from that first half of the season when they weren't playing with a complementary defensive front from a quarterback pressure rate. I think if you just isolated the Bears secondary from their performance the second half of the year when they had, you know, an average to above average pass rush in front of them, I would put them top in that maybe 10 to 15 range if you're assuming the Montez Sweat pressure numbers and how that impacted the rest of the defensive line. If you're getting that kind of pressure consistently, I think that allows a secondary to play at a much, much higher level. I mean, if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, for example, they have the number one quarterback pressure rate, and their secondary ends up having a guy who was a fifth round pick 2 years ago in Deron Bland lead the league in interceptions and set the NFL's pick six single season record. So when you have that quarterback pressure in front of you, that can elevate the level of a secondary tremendously.
How would you describe your level of surprise at seeing Jordan Love do what he did in the second half of that season and into the playoffs?
I would say I was honestly probably slightly more surprised that he wasn't playing close to that level at the start of the season, because we've seen the Green Bay Packers formula of sit a guy for 3 years. He comes out, maybe shakes off a little bit of the cobwebs and then takes off. I think it was understandable for him to take off the second half of the season, because pretty much every guy he was throwing to was either in their first or second season in the NFL. And the Packers, they set the record for most catches, receiving yards, receiving touchdowns for a team's group of first and second year players. So I think so much of that had to do with him getting on the same page with pass catchers who were just simply adjusting to life in the NFL. So once those guys got in a groove, I expected Jordan Love to play pretty well, because coming out of the 2020 NFL draft, there were some analysts, if you went and talked to them and said arm talent for arm talent, it was between Justin Herbert and Jordan Love in terms of the first round quarterbacks for the way those guys throw the ball deep. And I don't know that I expected him to lead the NFL in touchdown interception ratio down the stretch and do what he did in the playoffs right away, but I expected him to be solid, and he's already eclipsed those expectations for sure after seeing him up close in person in Dallas take down the number two seeded Cowboys in an absolute demolition.
What do you think is the most impressive thing about the Lions?
I think the Lions' offensive line, honestly, they just punished people. So I'm based in Dallas, and I saw them up close in person in week 17 against the Cowboys, and that was the game that infamously ended with the two-point conversion drama. But they just win at the line of scrimmage over and over and over again, which allows David Montgomery, who of course was a Bear, and Jahmyr Gibbs to get into a lot of open space situations, which leads to big plays. And then Jared Goff, he thrives more than almost any other quarterback in the league on play action, and the way that they're able to set up those blocks, it's phenomenal. So they're kind of in Dan Campbell's image there of just dominating up front offensively, and then that allows them to do so many different things when they're attacking defenses.
Gary, could you compare and contrast the quarterback developmental situations, the different dynamics in Chicago and Minnesota?
Yeah, I think Chicago, they traded away Justin Fields. So they said, Caleb Williams, you're the number one overall pick. This is your team. You're going to play right away. Versus the Vikings, they signed Sam Darnold to a one-year deal of over $10 million. And they said, now Darnold's going to be the starter to begin the season. So they're letting J.J. McCarthy cook on the bench a little bit, at least as we sit here today in July, because you never know how training camp goes. And if McCarthy beats out Darnold, which is very much possible considering Darnold's NFL track record, he could start the season right away. But I think there's not one right way to do it. You look at C.J. Stroud a year ago, right? He was the number two pick out of Ohio State, and he goes on to win Offensive Rookie of the Year and play like a top 10 quarterback immediately. Now, that's unfair to expect Caleb Williams or any other rookie quarterback to replicate that performance, because that's such an anomaly. But I would say the Bears are saying, here you go, Caleb Williams, jump right on into the deep end. You're going to play right away. And J.J. McCarthy seems like they're going to ease him along, which I think makes sense, because he wasn't asked nearly to do as much offensively in that run heavy Michigan offense as Caleb Williams was in Lincoln Riley's spread attack out at USC.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But I'm interested in the way you phrase that, though, because you said it is possible that the best laid plans can change. And what happens is, much like we've seen here with Mike Glennon or Rick Meyer or somebody else, they say, oh, yeah, you're Sam Darnold. Oh, you're not some idealized concept of Sam Darnold. You're actually Sam Darnold. And then you get into this, the cosplay of a quarterback competition at the NFL level. My theory, Garrett, is there's no such thing. Is that once you've said, once you begin these practices, well, you'll get these reps and you'll get these reps, there's always a thumb on the scale. You're always trying to set the deck to make sure your guy is able to win. And we've seen that play out in the past. Are they in danger of having that happen? And if so, when would that start?
In Minnesota's situation, yeah, I think, and in general, I would agree with you 100%. I mean, the general managers, the coaches, talking to them around the league, they want to look good. They want to see their high-priced investments pay off. I mean, that's the game. That's how these guys retain jobs. So, yes, the Vikings traded up a spot to get to number 10 and take J.J. McCarthy. So I'm sure that Kevin O'Connell would love for J.J. McCarthy to have a season even a step or two below what CJ Stroud did last year and could say, look at this, look at our development of our rookie quarterback. That's what every team would love. I believe the thumb on the scale thing you talked about, I'm sure that's going to start immediately in training camp. The first few times that maybe Darnold goes three and out with the first team offense up in Minnesota, McCarthy goes and carves up the second team defense that he's playing or however they have their practices stacked up in Minnesota, everyone's going to look around and go, okay, this is the new talent that we brought in. So I think that starts subconsciously right away. I think you even go back, this is, you know, like a decade, Russell Wilson was drafted in the fourth round or third round in 2012 by the Seahawks.
Yep.
Signed Packers backup Matt Flynn to a big 3-year deal. He never started week one. Russell Wilson won in training camp, and that was history.
I do want to ask you, from your standpoint, what do you think the biggest story is in the division? Can you narrow it down to one?
I think there's obviously Chicago and what they've done, adding Keenan Allen, who's a six-time Pro Bowler, and making Caleb Williams the first number one overall pick quarterback to enter a situation in which he has two 1,200-yard receivers, DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Caleb Williams. That's a massive story because he's somebody who teams were talking about, not publicly, but the media certainly was talking publicly about wanting to slide down to be in a position to take him number one overall as early as 2 years ago. So he's naturally a big story. And then I think the other big one is how good can these Green Bay Packers be? Because you saw what Jordan Love did catching fire down the stretch a year ago to a bunch of guys in a receiver room where Christian Watson was the elder statesman at 24 years old. So to see that group with a whole nother year of experience, you would think, just based how they ended last season, that they would come out in year two together looking a lot more smooth.
Garrett, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you jumping on and giving us a little background of what's going on. But wait, before you go, you said you're in Dallas, right?
Yes.
What the hell, man? Well, what type of offseason did Dallas actually have?
Yeah, so, I spoke to Jerry Jones up close and personal at his pre-draft press conference and in some hallway conversations after each pick on the day or each night of the three-round draft process. And he's somebody who is kind of playing with an antiquated mindset of, you know, the market's going to crash, right? But when you have Dak Prescott, who led the NFL in touchdown passes a year ago, and wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, who led the NFL in catches a year ago, the price for those guys is only going up. I mean, we've seen it with all the wide receiver deals and quarterback deals this offseason, including Jared Goff's, in which he's now averaging $53 million a year. And I think he's sort of trying to fight uphill, and he doesn't want to be seen as overpaying for his guys. But by waiting, he's almost stumbled into having to do just that. And so Jerry ultimately said, I don't want to be rushed into a deal. And he wanted to see leaves fall and more action occur. Well, it's happened, and he's kind of painted himself into a corner unintentionally into doing the thing he was afraid to do. If he had gotten these deals done back in March, they could have signed free agents. He waited, and now he's paying the price for that right now.
It's hilarious when they have a salary cap. You're really not overpaying for anybody, but based on the salary cap and the production from those stars. I can't do it, Garrett. I'm from Denton. I can't do it today, but I feel you.
The salary cap thing. So we asked him about that. And, you know, basically the owners, I mean, there's Roger Goodell, the commissioner, but he works for the owners. And Jerry's one of the most powerful owners in football. And he said, I have a unique knowledge of what the salary cap is. I have confidence. I know what it is. I know how much it's going to go up. So then our question is, okay, so if you have that intimate knowledge, why don't you sign the guys? Because to your point, it's going to keep going up. They have the richest TV media rights deal in sports. It's paradoxical, to say the least.
It's him just eating crow.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is. Thanks for that, Garrett. We appreciate it. Let's talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. Always happy to join you guys and talk ball anytime.
Even though he's a TCU guy, we'll let it slide.
That's Garrett Podell of CBS Sports. Caller 6 right now to the Scores contest line. 312-540-0670 will win a pair of tickets to see Mully and Haw live on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage Thursday, July 18th from 6 to 10 a.m. Special guests will be in attendance.
I kind of want to go.
Well, I mean, you could.
You could.
You have an ID. You could just go.
I think I'm working that day anyway.
Well, then you can't go.
No, here.
Oh, well, then you can go. I mean, then you don't even have to go. We'll do transition with them. So,
What if we have some sports thoughts that we would like to get off our chest live?
Well, I'm sure maybe their special guests will have those.
I have way too much fun with our contests. I want to win them all.
You should only win if you can go.
That's right. Make sure you can go. Because we're like, I won. I can't go. Well, then don't call.
Who are these people who win all these contests?
All the time. All the time. People, you won tickets to the thing. I can't go to that thing.
I enter contests all the time. How do you guys do it?
I never won a contest. What kind did you?
Congratulations, Dan. You've won the we have to go to commercial contest.
Yes.
He never wins that
you
one.
Winner. let's talk a little bit about a Chicago sports all-star who I think at this stage still has some wiggle room to define their narrative.
I agree. Let's do that next here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.